What's up? It's Katy Perry, and you're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
To the lucky 25 ladies here in the Canalside Lounge, most of whom slept here overnight and are stinky. No, they're not. No.
25 is like the Bachelor.
But they got lucky to be here. You guys get to see the hot new sensation that Simon Cowell says is America's version of One Direction. Please welcome Emblem 3.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Two of you are brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. These two right here.
Yeah.
And so how'd you get to know these guys?
Me and him, like, hated each other in elementary school.
No kidding.
We were on opposite, like, soccer teams on the playground and stuff. And then, like, sixth grade came around, and I went to a party at his house. And then I was playing his guitar, and he's like, "You play guitar?" And I was like, "Yeah, obviously I'm playing freaking Sweet Home Alabama, bro." And then he's like, and then he's like, "Yo, man, I play guitar too. You should join my band. Come check out my basement."
Who was in his band? Just him.
Took me to the basement. I go down the basement. There's like glow lights and like black lights everywhere, and like it's just all tricked out. Beanie bags and like or bean bags and like. It wasn't creepy at all.
Your band set up, I had like drums and
all we were in a punk band for like 5 or 6 years.
So I'm hearing that two mortal enemies in elementary school begrudgingly opened their minds and became one.
We joined forces.
It's like a movie.
We joined forces. No, it's a really beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story.
But if y'all hated each other so much, how'd you end up at his party? You were really kind of jealous of him?
No. I was an age older than him, and his older sister was like friends with a lot of my friends.
Oh, you're trying to holler at the sister.
So you hooked up with the older sister.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like hook.
I don't care, man. She needs love, too.
I saw you walking down the hall, and you strike me as a guy who's never been mad at anybody in his whole life.
I've been mad before.
About that time you kicked me out of your house.
You're so chill, though.
Only at us two. I haven't been that mad recently.
You know what was cool about them is that before we started the interview, they were just walking around the studio. Hitting on the interns.
They're hitting on the interns, yeah.
Making protein shakes.
We do have the prettiest interns of all the stations you've been to. Don't we have the prettiest interns?
Yeah. Way to go, Russ Face. Yeah.
That's all that
and
man's
And I'm
fault.
Not implying that you're young, but Drew was playing hide-and-go-seek by himself in the hallway. what were you doing?
Time, man.
What were you doing? You peered around the corner and you like ran the other way.
Solitude.
Is that what you just wanted to be alone?
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. So we have there's a friend of our show, and she has sat here and performed right here where you guys are, named Demi Lovato, and she was a judge on The X Factor. I was a little surprised. I guess it was just her competitive juices because you guys were Team Simon, clearly.
Yeah.
But at one point she said that she interrupted Simon, and you probably watched this clip. All he said was one word. Simon goes, "Singing," and then Demi interrupts and goes, "And sounding like the Jonas Brothers 5 years ago."
Here's the problem.
Like I know. It was a really bummer when she said that in front of, like, you know, the mass.
Like, what was the deal there?
That, I think
Demi's
she wanted
not
to get
like
with
that.
Them, and they didn't want to get with her, and she took out her power, and the only way she knew how as the judge, right?
I think we're on the same page
That's
here.
What we all, didn't we all think that same thing? She was hitting on the boys, and they weren't showing her love.
Yeah.
We know
that. Did that relationship get better, or was that tense with her throughout the whole thing?
She's honestly, like, she's just...
She's back. Cool. Okay.
Well, that's because she got back with Wilmer and didn't want them anymore.
Come on. Was she just being competitive? Is that what it was?
Yeah, man.
She's competitive.
Okay. So tell me about this song, Chloe. Who wrote it? Like, did you guys?
We wrote the lyrics and stuff.
Yeah.
Like most of them, I wrote like the verses, anyways.
Yeah.
And then like the
you found a cool track and you wrote the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we were working with Peter Svensson, Kojak, and Savin Kojet.
Heck yeah.
And he's really cool. And they had a melody and a concept for the chorus. And then we came in and just...
So you get kicked out of X Factor. You go in the studio. They're like, "Here's a track." You're like, "First one, that's it."
Yep.
Basically. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
that's either magical or you're not very picky.
No, we kept recording. We finished the whole album. And at the end of it, they were still like...
That first song is the one.
It's definitely like the most poppy sounding song on the album.
Yeah, it's
which
like
is like legit for a first single.
Yeah.
And like we think it's fun, we dig it, so.
And everyone of course is assuming it's about Khloe Kardashian,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Niall wanted me to ask you directly.
It's kind of cool cuz then it gives it like this extra spectrum of attention too.
So. Yeah.
Your next single should be
Kim.
Demi.
Kim.
Demi.
So Garden, fourth dude. Place on the X Factor in 15 million YouTube fans.
Is there already?
15 million views.
Wow.
All right, Keaton, true or false? A fan of Brazil sent you a puppy.
Samson.
Yes.
Very true.
Still have it?
You a puppy.
Yeah, we got him. Yeah, we got him.
They mailed you a puppy.
It's yeah. Samson Stromwick.
Showed up at the door.
In a box?
Our name
in
is blended.
In a crate.
What kind of dog?
Is
a Westie Terrier. He's no, a beautiful
literally
albino Westie Terrier.
Did like, you know where it was coming from or that it was coming?
No.
No idea.
Just shows up.
It just showed up at our
house. Did you ever ask the fan, I'm assuming female fan?
I tried to. She would not respond to me. I like hit her up on Instagram. She's actually like pretty attractive,
pretty
too.
Pretty hot.
What if you found out she also sent a puppy to Big Time Rush?
Then they also got a puppy. That's cool for them.
Our puppy's better.
We would both be
it's like a math happy. Question.
That's awesome.
Then they also got a puppy.
Can't trick them.
So how new is Chloe in terms of when it was written? It was written after
like,
the X Factor,
like
right?
4 months old now?
Yeah.
I mean, we just released it last week.
Cool.
Really recent.
Are we planning on you guys playing that today?
Yeah,
I hope so. We're about to jam that whenever you guys are
I am so
sold.
Done with talking now. Let's go. All right. All right. Once again, their hit single, now available on iTunes. This is Emblem 3 with Kid Craddock in the morning.
Chloe, I know your sister turns everyone on, but you're the one I want. But you're the one I want. Front page magazine, everybody says that she's the queen, but that's you to me. I just wanna let you know that she likes the fashion lights. I love the way that you prefer candlelight. Stay close by my side. I just want a chance to show that. If only you could believe in yourself in the way I believe in you. I do. Oh, you're the one I want. If only you could see all of the beautiful things that I see in you. It's true. Limousines, baby, there can be no guarantees. But if you're with me, you know I can guarantee that. Cause I'm attracted to your passion. Be yourself, forget the fashion. Just keep that smile, your flesh. Yeah, you and others have to be forever everlasting. Yeah, if only you could believe in yourself in the way I believe in you. I do. Oh, you're the one I want. If only you could see all of the beautiful things that I see in you. It's true.
Thank you, guys.
I'm so impressed. I'm going to go home and send you guys a puppy. I mean, that's really good. Excellent.
You can't just change the K to a C and pretend that's not Khloe Kardashian. Come on. Seriously.
I know your sister turns everyone on.
You're on the cover of the magazine, but she's not. She's married to that big black guy, Lamar Odom. You might as well have written that in there.
Listen, I'm really pleasantly surprised how good you guys sound live.
Thank you for coming in.
And good luck with the new record.
Thank you, guys.
And the album and everything. We're excited to have you guys here.
Awesome,
give it up for MM3, you guys.
Thank you.
Kid Craddock in the morning.